Hello.
Hi, Jax. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. All right, so Jax, how are you?
I'm fine. Today is Sunday in Vancouver.
All right. Yes, that is absolutely true. So, it's still weekend for us. Actually, it's Labor Day holiday here in the United States. So, there I'm most people here are, not going to work on Monday. Okay. Thank you. So, Jax, let's start the
Well,
class. Yeah, go ahead.
in Vancouver, tomorrow we don't go to school and people don't go to work.
Oh,
Don't go
same.
to work.
So Labor Day
Yeah.
holiday. All right. Thank you. All right. So Canada, it's also a holiday. All right. Thank you, Jax. Do you have any plans for Monday? Are you going to go somewhere?
Yes, I plan to go to Burnaby.
We're gonna do there.
Meet my friends, and there is a big shopping mall called Metrotown.
Oh, what's the name?
It's a very good shopping mall. Yes, its name is called Metrotown. It's a big shopping mall.
Are you gonna go shopping?
Maybe I bring some money or.
Wow. All right, you're very lucky, Jax, when you're on the weekend, you just go to the mall and, just think if we're gonna shop or you're gonna walk around. This is the Metropolis at Metrotown, right? In Burnaby, right? So it's a huge
Yes.
mall. Wow. Okay. Thank you. So Jax, I hope you have fun, okay? You enjoy going out with your friends, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Jax, let's start with our topic, and it's about lunch break or taking a break, okay? So let's not seclude on lunch break only. Let's talk about taking a break in general, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Jax, in China, okay, how many hours
Okay.
do you have for your lunch break?
The maximum is 15 minutes. We cannot eat over 15 minutes because we need to go for our class after we have lunch. After we
Fifteen.
finish our lunch. Yes.
15, like one
So we
five?
don't have
Is
what?
it
Yes,
15,
one
one
five.
five?
15 minutes.
That's pretty short, right?
Yes.
God. And then, yeah, please continue.
Because we need to eat quickly and or we will be late for our class because after lunch we have a class and we don't have enough time to have lunch. So we have to eat quickly.
But that's very, very, very short to eat. I don't know. I think eating quickly is kind of unhealthy, right?
Yes, but we have that.
Okay, so it's kind
All
of,
the
everyone does that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Jax, let's continue here. Why is taking enough break, lunch break or break in anything is necessary? Why is it necessary?
Because after one morning after we take like three or four classes, we need to relax. We need to relax our brain, our mind, or we cannot study well. So we need to relax. We need to have a rest, I think.
Okay, thank you so much. So you need to relax your brain, your body, right? But
Yeah.
like what you said, you have 15 minutes lunch break. How long is enough of break in your own opinion?
You mean lunch time?
Lunch break. So let's see, how long is enough lunch break?
I think it should be 40 minutes. It's the minimum, I think. At least 40 minutes, I
At
think.
least 40 minutes. Okay, thank you so
Yeah.
much. So you're able to eat already, right? You're able to digest your food properly, right? You can rest already, right? So there. Okay. But Jax, do you think there is too much pressure put on children in China? Do you guys, well, do you think you guys in China study so hard and take so little break time?
Pardon?
Do you think there's too much pressure on children in China? Do you think that, kids in China study so hard and have some, have little break time?
Yes, I think so. In China, the students study very hard. In my school, we need to get to school at 6:30 a.m. and we can leave school at 5:30 p.m. And we have almost about 10 hours study.
So 10 hours and ten
Hello?
out. I'm here, Jax. Hello. Hello.
Okay.
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 So 10 hours
Yes, I can hear
of
you.
10 hours of study only at school, or that includes home?
Not include home, just in school. And after we go home, we need to do homework.
Okay.
And most of the students not only do the homework that the teacher gives, their parents give them, or their another teacher give them
Yeah.
extra homework. And some of the students even go to bed for sleep at 10, 11 p.m. And I think most of Chinese students don't have enough time for sleep.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. Jax, I think that, our work t I mean our study time should be equal to our work time, I mean break time, right? So example, you study for 8 hours every day, right? You should have at least like 2 hours or 2.5 hours of break, right? To eat, to relax your mind, to sleep, right?
Yes.
Okay. But Jack, what are the problems that might happen if you are not taking enough break?
I think it's not good for our health because we don't have enough sleep, and maybe the next day we cannot study well, and we may feel tired in the class.
Yes, that's right. Has it ever happened to you when you were still in China? Like, oh my God, you had to, study for a very long time and, you even forgot to take a break. Did it ever happen to you?
I think I have enough time for sleep because my mother, both of my parents don't give me extra homework. And I need to finish my homework before, and I always finish my homework before 9 p.m. And I usually go to bed at 9:30.
Okay, so your
And
parents,
my home is not, yes, and my home is not far from the school, and I don't need to get up very early. I have enough time to sleep, I think.
So your parents don't really put too much pressure on you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and
Yes.
you're very lucky. But based on your opinion, okay, how about other kids in China? Do you think that, they're getting enough break time? I mean, you are lucky because you do, right? You can have enough break, right? But how about the other kids in China?
I think many of them don't have enough time for sleep.
Okay.
Just I said before, they have too much homework and they have pressure, many much pressure.
Much pressure. Yes.
Yeah.
And is it very different from a Canadian environment? Do you guys get enough break in there?
Yes. In school, we don't need to get up early because in Canada, the school open usually at 9 a.m. and I only need to get up at 8 a.m.
So pretty late, right?
Yes, and also the school in Canada finishes very early.
Yeah, what time?
3 p.m. I think. Three
Yeah,
p.m.
almost the same here in our place, so 4 o'clock, right? And if you want to stay, it's your choice if you have other activities, right?
Yes.
Okay, is that the healthy way of studying? Do you think that is the healthy way to study?
Yes, I think so. I think we need to have a strong and healthy body to study.
Yes, absolutely, right? So it's not really about how long or, how many hours you study every day. It's about how can I say this? It's about the quality of your time in studying, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So, Jack, let's continue. Do you sometimes feel how can I say this? Feel guilty that, studying in Canada is not like studying in China? Like, you're now in Canada, do you kind of study in a very short time compared to, you're studying in China? Or just the same? Do you study the same hours?
Of course not. In Canada, in Vancouver, I don't study for many hours. I think I stay in school for class is only 5 hours.
Which is very lucky, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And most probably a lot of your friends in China are kind of, very jealous of you, right?
I think so.
Okay, thank you so much. But Jax, do you think that studying for a long time, like how you do it in China, is also beneficial? Do you think it's good that, children are pressured to study hard?
No, I think because they study in this way, like in China, they have many home, they have they need to study for many hours, and I think they can't show interest in study.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. So, Jax, because for some people, especially for Asian kids, when they heard that you're just studying for a short time, they will think that you are lazy, right? I heard that before. Like, I had a student and I told her that my kids just study maybe 1 hour at home because they are already study so long at school. And she said, "Wow, that's not okay, here in China, people will think that you are lazy, right? Do you think people who study short time are lazy?"
No, just like you said before, it depends on the quality of the time.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
If you study for a long time but you are not carefully, you're not focused on the thing that you learn, I think you cannot study well. Although you have many, I have like 3 or 4 hours to study only one thing.
Thank
If you are not focused on that thing, I think you
you.
cannot study well. I think so.
That's right. And in my opinion, Jax, studying nowadays is not really studying. When you say studying, you try to understand things, right? You try to understand, learn it. But it's very sad that nowadays we are teaching children how to memorize the names of people, names of things, names of places, without even understanding what they are, right? So
Yeah.
now let me see here. Okay, Jack, let's continue. Did your parents ever
Yeah.
give you some study tips when you were young? I know they're not helping you right now, but how about when you were younger? Did they kind of give you some study tips, like how you're gonna do things on your own?
I think no. I think I have my own study skills in
Wow.
school or at home.
You're very independent. Okay. Do you like studying with other people, or do you like to do it on your own?
I would rather studying with other people because if I work together, it's a kind of boring, I think. If I
Yeah.
work alone, I think it's a kind of boring.
And you kind of like fall asleep, right? You feel lazy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
So it means while you're there in Canada, you study with other kids.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much, Jax. Okay, now moving on here. Okay, let's continue. All right. Do you think that studying in China will be different in the future? Do you think kids will have more freedom in China in the future? Or do you think they will have longer break time in the future?
I don't know, but I hope so.
Yes, right. I'm not sure, Jax, but sometimes, I mean, the studying quality in China is really good, right? You're actually advanced in China, right? So maybe the things that you are studying in there are ahead compared to, here in the United States or in Canada. However, most parents send their children abroad to study to escape Gaokao, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a possibility that the Gaokao will disappear in the future and you guys can just take any major that you want?
I think it's impossible because, as you know, there are many Chinese has many population and they may not have enough, China may not have enough money for all the high school students for their education. So they must be, so China, the Chinese government have to use Gaokao to pick some students for good study, I think, for good education.
But the Gaokao exists because of the population of China, right? You have a big population. That's why, better opportunities are given to kids who have higher grades, right? But in the future, I believe that your population will be smaller and smaller because of the one-child policy, right?
Yes.
So who knows, right? Maybe Gaokao will disappear in the future, right? So there, hopefully. Okay, but Jax, do you see yourself taking college studies in Canada?
What?
Do you want to go to college in Canada or in China?
I think I want to go to the college in Canada.
Canada.
I think it's much easier. And because in China, if I go to a good school, a good college with good education, I need to have a high score in Gaokao, then I can do that.
Okay, thank you so much.
But
So you really want to escape Gaokao. All right, thank you. But of course, Jack, in every country, before you can go to the university that you want, you still have to pass their exam, their interview, and you have to have a certain grade, right? And of course, since you're a foreigner, you have to have TOEFL, right? So there, that's still
yes.
far from now. I think that's like what, 6 years from now or 5 years from now? So you have enough time to prepare for everything, okay? Okay, thank you, Jack. So now we don't have enough time for the class. All right, so I think we can continue tomorrow. Okay, Jack's for your improvement. Okay, grammar. Your grammar is actually really, really really good, okay? You have this you can actually correct yourself when you make some mistakes, and that makes me, you know, so proud of you. Okay? So Jax, for today, just focus more on accent and pronunciation, okay? Accent and pronunciation, and also try to share more. Okay, but you're on the right track, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Let's talk tomorrow. Enjoy Labor Day holiday. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.